Turning to the Americas, where Peru's Episcopal Commission on the Family has formally written to Canada's Catholic Bishops' Conference requesting that Canadian Caritas organization Development and Peace stop funding pro-abortion groups in Peru. Alejandro Bermudez, director of ATSI Prens, says that the wider issue of how foreign NGOs spend foreign funds across Latin America must be addressed, particularly after U.S. President Barack Obama overturned the Mexico City policy that stopped all aid to pro-abortion groups.
First of all, I would like to make very clear that the Peruvian bishops, like any other Latin American bishops, are extremely grateful for the solidarity that other Catholic churches and episcopates provide to help the evangelization. But having said that, the bishops in Peru, as well as the bishops in Bolivia and Mexico, have expressed their concern that the Committee for Development and Peace, that is a very specific committee of the Canadian Episcopate, has been providing, and they are sure, without knowledge, significant financial support to organizations that actively are involved in the promotion of abortion, which in all the countries that I have mentioned is illegal, with the exception of the capital of Mexico and the federal district.
This brings us perhaps onto a wider discussion, Alejandro. We saw, for example, the reversal of the Mexico City agreement.
Let me tell you what that overturn of the Mexico City policy will mean and is meaning right now on the ground in my country, Peru. And it's not only in Peru. When you go to the countryside and you see the infant mortality rate, the lack of very primary health care, to see some of these little hospitals or clinics that don't even have alcohol to clean simple wound, but their shelves are full stuck with contraceptive pills and DUIs, is just crazy. American International Development Organization, the AID, USAID, has a significant budget. During the previous administration, most of that money, because of the Mexico City's policy, could not go to organizations that promote abortion. And therefore, that means that most of that money ended up going to the food for the people that is in need, healthcare. But from the day that the Mexico City policy was overturned, all the budget of the USAID, all of a sudden, are way open to pro-abortion organizations. So in short, this is what is happening. Instead of sending money to fight the food crisis, like the one that southern Peru is suffering right now because of the water, to feed those people in the upper Andes, which are above 5,000 meters of the sea level, is going now to promote abortion and birth control among that same people who is right now not only not reproducing, but dying.